online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earl.
A 48-year-old man's due in court later, charged in connection with the disappearance of a teenage girl from Medway. 15-year-old Abigail Spree went missing from Raynham on the 22nd of July, but was found safe yesterday. Thomas Ireland, who's from Derwent Way in the town, is due at Medway Magistrates.
KMFM News.
We'll soon be able to tell social media firms to erase our personal information. New laws are coming in to protect our right to be forgotten. Simon has more for KMFM.
App makers and social media firms have been working with the government on this. It's called the Data Protection Bill and was announced in the Queen's speech. Some more details are out today. We'll be able to ask for pictures and posts put up years ago to be erased, and our data will only be shared with marketing companies if we actually click to opt in. The bill will bring UK law in line with the EU during the Brexit process.
12 people have been arrested after reports of an illegal rave in Swanley. Police were called to Markway in Goldsell Road just after midnight yesterday. It's after 500 people got into an industrial unit without the owner's consent. Campaigners are welcoming a significant drop in the number of children in Kent being arrested. The Howard League for Penal Reform say 2,900 under-17s were detained in the county last year, down from more than 7,500 in 2010. The charity's chief exec is Francis Crook.
It means that the police are directing their resources in a much more constructive way. This is a good news story for children. It's a good news story for parents and for schools, and it's a good news story for the taxpayer.
This is KMFM.
Almost half the platforms at London Waterloo train station will be closed for the next 3 weeks, causing major disruption for passengers. They're being extended to provide space for 30% more capacity at peak times. Network Rail says doing the work on weekdays is unavoidable. Its chief exec is Mark Khan.
This kind of job just can't be done in a weekend. It's 3 weeks of intensive activity, 24 hours a day, with 1,000 people working on this site. So there really is no alternative but to do it in this way, and we choose to do it in August because there are fewer people travelling.
Two men are still being held by police after two others were injured at a bar in Margate. They were taken to hospital following an assault at Sundowners Wine Bar in Albert Terrace in the early hours of yesterday. The pair, who are aged 19 and 22, have been arrested on suspicion of a fray.
KMFM News.
A charity that collects leftover food due to be thrown away say they provided almost 2 million meals in Kent in just 3 years. Fair Share Kent redistributes good quality food to over 100 local charities and community groups, including homeless shelters and breakfast clubs. Craig Brown is operations manager there.
We don't discriminate, so if you're a charity supporting a vulnerable community, we will look to help you with food source. So you could be working with the elderly, with children in poverty, right through to hospice care, breakfast clubs. We look after as many communities as we can.
A weather warning for heavy thundery rain has been issued for Kent. It's in place from late tomorrow morning into the evening and then again on Wednesday. Forecasters say up to 25 millimetres could fall in a space of just an hour, which could cause some flooding. And Molly from the Saturdays has been named as the first contestant for this year's Strictly. The singer says she realises it's going to be a lot of hard work, but is ready for the challenge. The names of the other celebs taking part are due to be revealed over the next few weeks.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Now with the latest sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Kent's Jack Green will be looking to make the final of the 400-metre hurdles at the World Athletics Championships in London tonight. He goes in the semi-final after making it through as a fastest loser. The 25-year-old hit one of the hurdles during his heat yesterday and ended up finishing fifth. After the race, he told KMFM it was disappointing.
I'm in really good shape. I'm in a little too good shape, which is why I hit hurdle late, because I was ready to go. So I got too close, which I've never had before. It's a nice positive. I'd rather be too close and know that I can run faster rather than stretching and messing it up in that way.
Also tonight, 1500 metres record holder Laura Muir and Olympic hammer bronze medalist Sophie Hitchin aim to reach the podium. On to cricket, and Kent are back in action on day two of their tour match against the West Indies at Canterbury. The tourists were bowled out for 265 yesterday. A short time ago, Kent were on 89 for 1. And in rugby, Manu Tuilagi and Denny Solomana have both been sent home from the England training camp because of what have been described as team culture issues. No more information's been revealed.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.